Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
I am going to feel so relieved when we finish this, because then we can continue to finish all the prep that has to get done today.
Start the episode with that. I can't wait.
I need to get this over with.
This is fun for me. I enjoy this. You're lucky I came to this. I'm the only one interested. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, it's my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Producer Andy Lara.
Hi.
Mel is in a bedazzled little desert right now.
That's right.
Which, you know, as someone who grew up in the Pacific Northwest, I just think taco time.
Yeah, I see that.
Little
cactus,
little taco time. Taco time was our local Northwest taco place. Is it good?
No.
No. It's not bad. It's fine. It's a taco time is what it is.
I never like got it, but some people really loved it. There was a couple items that people loved.
If you had to get fast food tacos, it was Taco Bell. Yeah, I mean, respectfully to Taco Time, but it's...
Would you say it's the Del Taco?
It is the Del Taco of the Northwest. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Where you're like, hey, it's the closest one.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it's going to taste exactly... If you want some cold shredded cheese on a hard shell taco with some beef and some diced tomatoes, that's what you're getting, baby.
That's it.
That's it.
That is it.
That is exactly what those places serve. And they're not going to be, they'll be less greasy than the Jack in the Box one, which we learned. Who told us? That's their number, it's like one of their number one selling items.
Troy
told us that,
Tacos for a dollar. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Unbelievable.
I love Jack in the Box two tacos.
I do too. Yeah, they're so greasy. They're pre dabbed grease for you.
It's a whole deep fried taco.
Yeah.
I mean, that is there like, no go. One does that.
Nobody does that.
Taco Time. For a reason.
They have some very interesting things on their menu.
Taco Time?
Jack in the Box.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I remember they used to have a cheesecake on their menu.
They had a cheesecake on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have, like, an Oreo one and a raspberry one.
Oh, yeah, they were doing that cheesecake for a minute, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know what I always liked? Mm-hmm. Sourdough Jack.
Oh, yeah.
I liked a sourdough Jack.
Sourdough Jack is great.
That being said, I haven't eaten Jack in the Box in 10 years.
I eat more ethnic food at Jack in the Box than most other
places. That was your introduction into
tacos.
That's very funny. I'm just pulling on my tour dates here.
Oh my gosh.
Well, anyway, shout out Jack in the Box.
Well, real quick, we have a Patreon Zoom hang coming up.
Feb 10, 5 p.m.
That's right.
Pacific time.
Mm-hmm. So,
if you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a way you can give a little to the pod, get a little more. I got some signed posters going in the mail today.
Some pod merch.
Christy out in Raleigh, who's a patron, got a little meet and greet at the show.
Pre-show meet and greet. We are doing meet and greet on the cruise.
There's some patrons on the cruise.
We have about 7-ish patrons that we're going to see.
Meet and greet.
Pre-show. Yep.
We're going to cheat on Andy. We have somebody else running our sound that day. We couldn't work into our cruise contract. Does he have kids? So many. I'm sorry. He's a very expensive add-on.
Yeah.
He needs three rooms.
A lot of rooms.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Do you have a room with three sets of bunk beds.
Yes.
Cruise ship room.
But one of those things is we do a monthly Zoom hang. We just get together and chat about what's going on. We do some bingo dingo. What are people watching and reviewing and just chit-chatting. Mills usually got some hot icebreakers preps. Some mixers.
What else? And then at our highest level, we have monthly thrift store item. Yeah.
Well, we find some weird thing that we send you with a handwritten note. So if you guys hear any construction in the background, the La Mesa sign is going up.
The neighborhood sign that has been.
Did you see that?
Years
in the making.
Coming to fruition here. Today's the day. All right. We also have we have a Jeepney.
Oh, so Russell, the little brick came out. It's for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
You can build it during the episode if you want.
Oh.
So you just scan the QR code and it gives you the directions.
So we had Russell on in December, and
there's no directions. It's just as a crafty Filipino, I just have to figure it out.
Oh, that's no.
Wing it.
He said there's a QR code.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I think?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we're going to build that, and then we'll show it on one, and then we'll give away a few more of those.
Yeah.
He came to my show out in Raleigh.
We could put one on our shelf. That'd be nice.
Good, yeah.
That would be nice. But what I was going to say is he came out to your show out in Raleigh, so that's fun.
It's great.
Fun that he brought those. And we also have one more little bit of business.
There's a new Girl Scout cookie in town. I think Mel might be hungry.
No.
Okay.
I'm not hungry.
I am. I'm projecting.
Okay. So, yes, we have a new Girl Scout cookie. This is Explorer Mores.
Can I see? How is it?
Yeah. Explorer Mores.
Yeah.
Are you ready? Rocky Road ice cream inspired cookies filled with flavors of chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond cream. Okay. So,
are you sure that isn't like they had to change the name for those? They used to be called Sacagaweas, and now they're called Explorer Mores.
They were the Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
Sacagaweas.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
All right.
Oh, no.
Didn't
there we
make
go.
A Sacagawea dollar coin? Yeah.
They smell like the E.L. Fudge cookies. So on smell, I do like that.
Yeah. I think that's a good comparison. I think these taste like that cookie.
You're right.
To me, they need more cream. Like a double stuff situation.
Yeah. Listen, shout out Girl Scouts. Shout out to the Girl Scouts for continuing to make new cookies nobody asked for.
Yeah, wasn't it like raspberry last year?
Yeah. Every year, the Girl Scouts come out with a new cookie to make you appreciate how much you liked Thin Mints and Samoas.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is what other cookies taste like.
Why are you mimicking an ice cream flavor that is so much better in ice cream form?
That's true. I mean, we don't need to turn this into the roast of the Girl Scouts, I suppose. I think it's a strategy. I think they invent new cookies to remind you how much you like their other ones. Because when you taste test that next to a Thin Mint, you're like, I think the Thin Mint is the best cookie that's ever been made. Mm. Which it is.
I had to finish mine. So there you go.
Marketing taking feedback. Oh, you want a different style. Oh, we'll see. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
We'll see. How do you like this?
Thin Mint. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Girl Scout cookies are so good that I just took a bite of their worst flavor, and I'm like, I mean, I could eat 12 more.
God, this is amazing. You see
what
this?
Is this?
This is like a little sticker
pack
that comes
or
with the Jeepney.
That's
a bunch of Filipinos?
It's a bunch of Filipinos and a bunch of little stuff.
Oh, that is
so
awesome.
So these are like bumper stickers.
What a great people.
Oh, that's
the Filipinos.
Great. They're all smiling.
Wow.
That's
I love
wonderful.
That. Legos don't have that kind of addition. That's awesome.
No.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's cute.
So our review of the new Girl Scout cookie is Thin Mint's still great.
I am going to feel so relieved when we finish this because then we can continue to finish all the prep that has to get done today.
Start the episode with that. Very good. I can't wait
for
this.
I need to get this over with. So, yes, thank you, Little Bricks, for the jeepney.
It's great. Yeah, thank
you. Super nice. Yeah.
We, you know, back in our timeline right now, this is coming out on Thursday. In theory, we are about to set sail.
Mm-hmm.
We're headed to Mexico. We're on the Nateland cruise. Today, we have a lot, but we're gonna do some other stuff first, but... Mel went to the old Facebook group, Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans, and our patrons, and asked for cruise tips, recommendations, mm-hmm. hacks, mm-hmm. those memories. Sort things. Memories.
Favorite memories and all that, yeah.
All alone in the moonlight?
No. Did you want to do a weekend recap or no?
Yeah, I got some. First off, I want to say thanks to everybody that made out to shows, of course. I have some comments that people left on last week's episode. So this one right here is from Green Wets. Thanks for the Yakima shout out, because I did those shows with Nate and Yakima. It was awesome seeing you since you mentioned it. Do you know what a pippin is? Hint, there is no relation to a loon. I assumed it was something agriculture-based. Apples, seeds, that kind of thing. Just Yakima, cherries, those kind of things. I don't know. Okay. What do you think? What's your guess?
Well, when he said loon, I assumed bird.
Bird, yeah, but he said it's no relation to a loon.
Or agriculture. I mean, no relation to...
What is it?
Scotty Pippen.
Yeah. Just true. Maybe say, what is a pippin? Or a Yakima pippin?
Is it an apple? But it's an apple. I was going to say it's
I don't
an
know.
Apple.
Yeah.
Or is it not?
Is that what it is, though? I know that's what their mascot is, but I don't know what is a Yakima. What, you know.
What is that green thing? Is that a...
That's an apple.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Again, a Mariner moose is... A Mariner is not a moose. The mascot can be a different thing.
We're going to have to go with what is a pippin. Type of apple.
There you go. Yeah. A red and yellow desert apple.
A diminutive name meaning little seed or for someone admired.
So it is a seed.
Well, it's like a term of endearment.
But certainly Pippin from Lord of the Rings.
But I guess mostly known as a type of apple. Which for Yakima would make sense.
We are not getting a clear answer. It's a seed. It's a nickname. It's a Lord of the Rings character. It's real vague. Pippin needs better branding. Okay. But yes, thank you. We had a great time out there. This was from Abby. She said, the chemistry with you three is amazing. I love when one of your friends are on. Aaron just kills me with his delivery. See you guys on the cruise. See you out there. This is very funny. So this is Todd. This is in the YouTube comments of Aaron's episode. So I'm going to bust Aaron's chops a little bit here on his parallel parking story. So remember when he told the story about the high pressure parallel parking in front of the club?
Mm-hmm.
There were zero cars behind him. He parked at the end of a line of cars. He did do the parallel parking maneuver, but he could have backed up as far as he wanted because there was no other car there. We were standing right there when he got out of the car and said, that was a lot of pressure. He was standing right next to us. Let's see if Aaron will answer a FaceTime. I want to see if he'll... hey, Siri, FaceTime Aaron Weber. I want to see if Aaron will get a retort to this. I think it'd be very funny.
Well, it's one on Tuesday? Or 3 hours in?
Yeah.
Noon?
I don't know. He might not even...
Try to get it if he picks up. So big
hey, man.
In between you.
Can you respond to a comment that someone did with our... there's your baby. Someone gave a comment about your episode. Can you respond to this in real time?
Of course.
So you remember you told the parallel parking story? So someone goes, so this is from Todd. So I'm going to bust Aaron's chops a little bit about his parallel parking story. There were zero cars behind him when he parked at the end of the line of cars. He did do the parallel parking maneuver, but he could have backed up as far as he wanted because there was no other car there. We were all standing right there. When he got out of the car, he said that was a lot of pressure, and he was standing right next to us. So this guy's saying it. He's calling you out, man.
Well, here's what really happened, all right? There was not a car behind me, but there was a cone.
Okay.
Let's not act like there weren't any obstacles out there. It's almost more embarrassing to hit a cone in front of a group.
That's,
of
you know, honestly, that's a fair point.
Yeah, and I executed it beautifully, for the record.
Okay, well, Todd didn't see the cone, it sounds like, so I'm glad.
Todd needs to pay attention to what's going on out here.
All right, man, I don't want to interrupt the baby's nap, but I'll see you tomorrow.
See you, bud.
Buddy.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
That's very, very funny. Anyway, so there you guys go. And then one email right here, and this will go into a weekend recap.
Okay.
This is from Tim. He sent us this at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. G'day, Nickersons and Andy. It's your beach cheater from Down Under checking in again. This is our Australian listener. Subject, Donkey Kong and Seahawks. This might be very un-Australian of me. Yesterday we had a public holiday. Side note, I think we call it a public holiday. Americans call it a holiday. And what we call holidays, I believe you call a vacation. Anyway, yesterday we had Australia Day, and I spent it watching the NFL Conference Finals. It was crazy to see the snow on the Broncos game, the Patriots-Broncos game. We were in summer, and to say it in American terms, it was around 107 Fahrenheit.
Woo.
I'll be taking a day off to watch the Super Bowl. It'll be on 9:30 a.m. on a Monday morning for us. I am now just a backseater from Down Under, and I'm a Seahawker from Down Under. Or do I call it a 12th man? That's correct. Dustin, I hope you're able to watch the game on the boat in peace. Aussie Tim. And then he sent a second email. Sorry, my message got too long. I left out the Donkey Kong stuff. So, yes, that's we'll happily welcome you aboard this this bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Aussie Tim's, because you certainly don't have an NFL team. One of the highlights of my sporting life was that we were at the NFC Championship. And we, being me and Joel, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. deciding who ended up going was, we ended up being, what, a Friday before the Sunday?
Yep.
It was a miracle mm-hmm. for the tickets to come through the way that they did. We were able to get buying cheaper tickets through a player / personnel discount. Shout out Blitz. The mascot is my hookup. Some people, I did a couple radio things in Seattle that Adam Ray was down in a suite with Cal Raleigh. And I was up in the 300 level with some tickets from Blitz. You know,
yeah.
But we were in the building and Joel made it out. Memory of a lifetime. Seahawks won. Really great. Going to the Super Bowl. Very, very fun. Anytime your team is good at the Super Bowl. I will say this. I mean, we're going to be out on the boat, but, the Super Bowl is very different when your team's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the commercials. I don't want anyone saying platitudes like, I just hope it's a good game. At least it gets
a
good
game.
Yeah, you're
like, it's good game if my team wins.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like my team to win by a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's not a good game. I want it to be a blowout.
I would like it to be a blowout. It will be a good game when we are leading the whole game by a lot. Just know that if you throw a Super Bowl party, if a fan of the team, if you throw a Super Bowl party and you invite someone who is cheering for one of the teams in it, just leave them alone and just count yourself lucky they came. Because I don't want to go to a Super Bowl. When your team's in the Super Bowl, I have no interest in going to a Super Bowl party. I would like to watch that by myself mm-hmm. or with 2 to 3 like-minded people mm-hmm. who are going to be up and down and commiserate and celebrate with me and not complain about the commercials or just be like, turn the volume up, it's the commercials, or have some hot take on the halftime performance. I don't want any of that.
No.
During the halftime performance, I'm going to go on a walk. And not because I'm protesting Bad Bunny, but because I just need to do some box breathing. Because your team doesn't go to the Super Bowl very often. And it's just, it's a very different viewing experience.
You're going to be standing the whole time.
Yeah.
You're going to, there's a lot of fist, pumping.
There's a lot of cheering. You
know? Yeah. A lot of loud claps.
Yes, exactly.
That's how you watch the Super Bowl with your team in it.
I'm not a cheerleader. I'm like a fan. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, you didn't bring anything to the party. Well, I don't plan on eating.
Too stressed.
It was a BYOB, and I brought nothing.
I brought nothing.
For me.
I brought nerves, anxiety, and if we lose, a quick exit.
Now, we had a fan that did a wager with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the doc here.
Yeah, if the Seahawks win, they're going to send me a...
Jeremiah,
you want to read it?
Yeah. He said, amazing... Oops.
Sorry.
It's okay. Amazing show tonight in Raleigh, Dustin. Thank you for coming not in travel baseball softball season. I would like to offer up a friendly bet for the Super Bowl. Seahawks win, I buy you coffee beans of your choice from Raleigh and send them. If the Patriots win, then you drink Sanka or store brand coffee on the pod.
I don't even know what Sanka is.
I don't even know what Sanka is, but it's bad.
I think it's a Street Fighter character. Choose your fighter, Sanka. Deal. It's a deal. I mean,
I think we're going to be having Sanka on the cruise. Ooh, that's what I think we're going to be having.
That's rough. Yeah. Ooh, caffeine free.
Introduced in 1923.
Oh, sans caffeine. That's what Sanka is.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Sans caff.
It was, they introduced it in 1923 and they ground it all that year.
Oh. So
the beans were ground in 1923.
We got 100 years worth of beans in here.
Oh, man. It's like wine, right?
Yeah.
So it's just some bad instant coffee. Yeah. I think that's what we're drinking on the cruise. But I digress. So are you ready to talk cruise?
I'm right. Well, I just want to thank everyone that came out to the shows in Charleston. And Raleigh, both good turnouts, both great cities. Give a couple shout outs to some businesses. If you guys were in Charleston, they have a great place there called the Orange Spot, which is very good. Shout out to them. And then in Raleigh, I did meet up with the Holdernesses, and we had a lunch, and they took me to a called Place at the Table. You can go to tableraleigh.org, and it's a real, you can pull it up here. You'll learn a little bit about it. It was their recommendation, which was great. A place where everyone is, it's the Pay What You Can Cafe. So it's a really good cafe. They make great stuff, but it's Pay What You Can, so it serves meals to, you know, homeless community and people that are food insecure. It's also a lot of the employees are homeless or working to get out of being unhoused. And you can pay the success price, donate, overpay, volunteer for your meal, pay it forward. Good stuff. It's right there in Raleigh. It was wonderful. And it honestly was really good. The meal was great. I had this like breakfast sandwich thing that was really good. And then I brought you home that cookie.
That cookie was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like
oatmeal with icing in the middle.
Yeah.
It was so good. Yeah. I was like, Claire, please eat part of this. I cannot eat this whole huge cookie.
You could have, but that was the problem. Yeah. So anyways, thanks to everybody who came out shows. We had to cancel the Saturday shows because of weather.
Yeah.
But I got out of there. Mm-hmm. So. But cruise, not getting canceled due to weather.
No. Yep, it's happening. We leave in the morning, and we asked you guys on the Facebook group and Patreon. It's our first cruise. We've never been on one. So we have some tips, and we also have some funny stories. This one's from Byron. I'll read this one. So he says, heads up, you may get off the boat at the end and still be rocking for a couple days.
This is Byron, our Patreon.
He said, we did a Disney cruise last June. After several nights of bad sleep, my 5-year-old had an epic meltdown. It ended with him in the middle of the entry hall. He put a full cup of pop or soda on the ground, made direct eye contact with me, and punted the cup across the boat like he was trying to score a field goal. Not a Princess Broke character. It's gonna be a few years before we get over that one.
That's very funny.
I
suppose that makes sense.
Just little kids on trips, they don't sleep well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. But
you're like, hey, get in this new small foreign room. It's kind of moving.
I know. Some people love Disney cruises.
Yeah.
But and he's right that Disney characters are so good about maintaining.
Yeah.
I feel like a cruise ship actually is just capable of keeping up with the motion of a child. So maybe they don't feel a thing.
Oh yeah.
That's my theory.
Maybe we kind of counteracts them like judo.
Have you been on a cruise before, Andy?
I have not.
No. Okay. There you go. Bunch of non-cruisers here.
Yeah, we'll see. Listen, our episode next week. Our episode next week between cruise and before special.
Yeah. No,
no. They're going to be like, they look a little strung out.
No, we actually aren't doing one next Tuesday.
Oh, that's great. That was smart of us.
Because of this. Yeah. Because of all that.
Go us.
Go you two. You guys plan that. You're like, You know how Dustin gets. He gets a little grouchy.
Uh-huh. So this one's from Drew, and go ahead and read it.
Drew said, we had our honeymoon cruise in February 2020, right in before the wire there, Drew. This happened to be the same week they started quarantining cruise ships. Just kidding. Quarantine cruise ships offshore due to COVID. We were set to disembark at 8 a.m. I woke up at 6 a.m., turned the channel to the live map showing where our ship was. We were stationary offshore and hadn't docked yet. I was really worried we were about to be quarantined, but all turned out fine. Oh, man.
I remember hearing about those cruise ships, like, getting stuck. Just, it was about that time we were at a buffet.
Right.
Like, the week we were at a soup plantation, which is like a soup and salad restaurant. Yeah. And it was very crowded, very crowded. And we're just looking around like, I think we should leave.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same idea. Like, you're sharing space and air on a cruise ship with everyone and buffets. And you're like, maybe we should.
No.
We should not.
No, when you were, especially during COVID, but when you were going to buffets, you look back at a buffet, you're like, how are these ever open?
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
But they're back in a big way.
Back. Yeah.
Buffets are back.
Well, that was always my thing with like takeout. They're like, support businesses and get takeout. And you're like, but others are preparing this.
Yeah.
You know, like with germs of their own. Everybody has germs.
Was there?
Yeah, I was always shocked when it felt like a fast food place was a central worker. Like, I was like,
Just,
you guys make enough money, pay them to go home and stop making fast food for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. It was, that was always the weirdest was how Party City was open.
Oh,
but we couldn't gather.
You couldn't gather. And you're like, what? That doesn't make sense.
And then we're like, thank you, essential workers.
Party City.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I had a bit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were non-essential, so. Yeah.
No, comedy was not essential. Anybody who's like, laughter is the best medicine, you're like, well, they did not think so during COVID. We got shut down so fast. I was going to tell you, we're talking about soup plantation, and we went to, and RIP, but like, I don't even know what the first time I would have gone to one was, but like, was there a better experience as a child than the soft serve?
No.
Oh, your own soft serve?
And then the sundae toppings?
No, because you've got chocolate, vanilla, or swirl. And you're like, good, good, and good. And maybe there's some hot fudge.
Yeah. Little cherry.
Best moment.
Oh, they always had the nuts over there?
You mean if I eat this piece of pizza, I can get frozen yogurt?
I can get as much as I want. They give you the tiniest little cup you've ever seen.
You're like, it's like this.
Yeah. You're like, forget that. I'm going to get one of the soup bowls. That was a hack. I would go get one of the soup bowls.
So
you're telling me this is healthy?
This is yogurt.
So the girls we were at Yogurtland last week. You know, usually they have the bowl that's like 2.5 inches or something, but they only had the bowls that were like 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah.
It's like,
great.
You cannot fill that all the way up.
I mean,
it'll be like $40.
Yeah. Let's, you know, RIP, you know, let's pour one out for Sioux Plantation. Because there was no better experience than just...
And they let kids operate it.
Exactly. You got to choose how much soft serve you wanted.
And then you had to make that swirl.
You felt like a real artist. And then you'd be like... Ooh. No, you were like
that little last dip.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the little
Ooh,
the Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
curl
is when you learn to push it up into the thing and then shut it down. That you got the old.
And then sometimes they get crazy. You had Oreo sometimes there.
Chopped nuts.
Chopped nuts were absolutely the cherry, and then you could choose. You're like caramel, chocolate, both. I'm gonna do my. My figure eight shape of caramel.
My college cafeteria.
Oh yeah,
had Froyo.
Well, that's why I gained so much weight in college.
Shout out Froyo. You never went in there. Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
R.I.P. They might have them on the cruise. I bet the cruise does have them.
I bet they have them on the
cruise. Oh my guys, if I look a little swollen on the. on my special taping the next week, it's because I ate a lot of soft serve, and I'm also lactose intolerant now. So
that was one of the tips. Melissa said, eat as much ice cream as you can, because I think it's out morning, afternoon, and evening.
I will say that realizing that I can't handle dairy very well has helped resist ice cream, because it's, you know, it's just so good. And having 24/7, you know, whirl and swirl.
Well, ice cream is so dangerous because you just leave it out.
Yeah.
You know, like with a spoon.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm not having a full portion.
No.
I'm just going to have a couple of bites. A
couple bites. By the way, that same excitement, just a little.
And then you just kind of keep.
And then I'll have
10 bites are fine as long as they're small.
Yeah. And then I'll have a Haagen-Dazs bar. A little wine.
Wine in ice cream.
I just say that same excitement that I used to have for the soft serve Froyo bar, I now have for a good oatmeal bar.
Yeah,
Where
same
like,
toppings.
Same. Ooh, chopped nuts. Ooh, brown sugar, cinnamon, fresh berries. All right, let's keep going. From all Serena right, here.
What do we have here? Okay. Oh, yes. Serena says, favorite cruise memory. Our first cruise was purchased in December of 2019, set to sail December 2020. Well, you all know what happened at that time. So the cruise kept getting pushed back over and over again. It was a cruise we planned with our best friends, and we were all keeping it a secret from our kids. We kept that secret for 2 years. It was the absolute best Christmas surprise to tell our kids we're going to go on our first cruise tomorrow. But we still didn't tell them their friends were going. Then they slowly spotted their friends one by one at port. And as we boarded the ship, best cruise ever.
That's fun.
That's super fun.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to be like, oh, it's Dusty Slay. Oh, I knew you were coming. You're on the poster.
I'm shocked you're here.
Unbelievable.
No, I do think kind of what we've been talking about, like as far as family trips and stuff, there is something about a cruise. It's so accessible, you know, like it's all on the boat. You don't have to get off. Like you don't have to worry about, you know, where are we going to eat for dinner so much, you know, it's like a family vacation. So it can be good for young to old and all abilities and mobilities and all that. So
remember when we kept promising our kids a trip to Great Wolf and we just eventually let them grow out of it?
Yeah.
They were like, no, we'll go. We'll go. We'll go. No, we'll go. We'll go. And then eventually you're like, you don't want to go, right? You want $100 instead? Great.
Yeah, we kind of got out of that one with COVID. Yeah, because nobody's trying to go to a theme park.
Well, like I mean, Great Wolf had a time for young kids, indoor water park for our kids.
We did go.
We went twice.
We went a couple times.
Yeah, we went in Seattle and we went in Orange County, right?
I think we went in Orange County two or three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just, when our son was standing up on the slides down, we were like, I think you might be too old and active for this. And
yeah, then our Mel kids got started and then, getting out of the inner tubes.
Yeah, if your teenager is being dangerous on the slide and mom gets a UTI, it's time to move on from Great Wolf.
It's no longer fun. Yeah. No, they were elementary school kids and they weren't like
Joel was not that young.
Yeah,
still.
Claire was two.
Yeah, so, all right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You were in the baby pool.
And that's where I got the UTI. Yeah. All right, let's move on.
We're talking Cruise, not Great Wolf.
Exactly.
Our next email is from Amelia. Amelia said, last October, my husband and our two girls went on our first cruise. My girls are 9 and 12. My 9-year-old is very outgoing, and she loved it. My 12-year-old is very introverted, and she did not. I'm kind of a mix of outgoing and introvert. I thought it was okay. If my kids were a little older and could have went off by themselves, I would have probably enjoyed it. The camps were either full of really young kids or older teens. I felt like I spent every waking hour with them. And that is great, but we had the small room, so they were there with me all the time. You don't have to worry about what you're going to eat. I'll go on another cruise, but I would spring for a bigger or even a second room. It makes sense. You were talking about that, like, because we have, or like, one of our girls who's going out is pretty introverted, and you're like, are they going to? So it's nice they have each other.
Well, my neighbor cruises a lot, and she was telling me, like, the pool deck is packed, and it's kind of like Vegas, you know?
Oh,
like,
right.
Where it's, like, packed, you know?
Right.
Everyone's at the pool.
Yeah.
And, she's like, it's fun to, you know, people watch, which is what we always talk about, people watching at concerts and stuff with her. Because one of her kids was at a concert we were at, and
this is Kathy and Shelley.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, "Well, thank you for telling me that, because I did not have that in my head. Like,
yeah,
that it was going to be crowded.
Yeah,
and that's fine. It's just you got to adjust your expectations.
Yeah,
you know.
I love that
because I was like, "Oh, we'll be at the pool the whole day.
Yeah,
and then you're like, "Well, if we get chairs together, or maybe not. If it's like packed.
Good point.
You know? And you're like, oh, no, that's what I thought we were going to do all day.
Where's the seating for talent?
Where's
the talent pool?
But I do think, you know, we go to the Hope Heals camp sometimes, and some of our kids, it takes them longer to, like, warm up or feel comfortable. And and I did say it last year, 2 years ago. I was like, oh, camp is really for extroverts.
Yes.
You know, just like, hi, who are you? Where are you from?
So you
know?
This is why you're the most excited about the cruise, aren't you? You're like, I can't wait. I can't wait to walk the deck and talk to these people.
So having some introverts and extroverts in our family.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, we'll see how everyone's feeling.
Listen, some of you guys, Mel's going to be one of your new friends this week on the cruise.
Maybe.
Pen pals.
But I could see how it's different for different people.
Maybe we could do our new favorite airport game, a version of it on the cruise. Mel and I, it's the first time we do this favorite airport game. We sit down and we watch everyone go by and we guess where they're flying to. And there's some obvious ones. Nashville is the easiest one. Mm-hmm. But Nashville could get mixed up with Dallas, but Dallas is a more traditional cowboy usually. The tough one is the, you know, with a generic kind of like sweatsuit, because you're like, well, that could be going anywhere.
Yeah.
But
it's so fun because you have to evaluate the stuff they're carrying.
Yeah.
You know, and then if they have any words or
hiking backpacks, usually clue they're going to Colorado or from Colorado or the
snow boots out of
Nashville. Snow boots. Exactly. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Who makes their kid wear snow boots on a plane?
Yeah. You're looking for brands. You're like North Face, Patagonia. Okay, we're Colorado or Northwest, most likely.
Yeah, they got a scarf on.
Yeah.
Going somewhere cold.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Sandals. San Diego. San Diego's one of the easiest ones to spot, baby.
They're carrying their skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the another good giveaway is like the guitar.
Yeah, the guitar is the Nashville giveaway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. And if you're not sure, you just go sneak up on them and look at their boarding pass.
I have to know where you're going.
This game.
I gotta know if we're winning or not.
Basically, Mason are playing this game.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Where are you going?
People are gonna come back from the Nate Land cruise. Like, I think I saw the Nickersons, and they looked very judgmental. They would just like look at us and then whisper to each other.
We're trying to place you.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, Mookie.
Yes, Mookie had a good story here. He says, don't drink rum punches to the point that you put your rum punch down in an area where others have discarded their half-drank rum punches and you forget which rum punch is your rum punch. So you drink all of the visible rum punches and then wake up in your cabin revisiting all of the rum punches in reverse. I totally made that story up and did not experience it on my high school senior trip.
That's very funny. Yeah. I was going to say, it was like a rum punch.
I had one rum drink once and I was like, you know, it's heavy.
Well,
it can be heavy.
You've had rum a few times.
No, I know, but like the way it's mixed, it can be like... It's a lot.
It's the tiki alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the main ones.
Easy to overdo it on the sugar.
Yeah. It's a sweet liquor. Yeah. And I imagine there's going to be some sugary cocktails available on a cruise.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of sugar, a lot of water.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is from Jake. Jake, as someone who just at Costa Maya last week, do the couples massage. It's $90 USD for 45 minutes. Worth it. Additionally, go see the flamingos. It's an absolute must. On last day, go to guest services and ask to remove gratuities. Contrary to what most think, they do not go to those working in the boat. They go straight to NCL instead. Bring some cash to tip individuals instead. Interesting.
Yeah, I asked, I was like, how much cash do you need to bring? And, you know, for tips and stuff. And anyways, online, it's kind of mixed. So as far as there is built-in gratuity, I don't know. Apparently, Jake said you can take it off. I don't know. It's new to us.
Interesting.
You know? But I think it's kind of like a resort fee.
Yeah.
They just dock like 10 to 20% daily for tips.
You mean to tell me a major corporation is being dishonest about how much money is going to their employees? That's hard to believe.
No, you don't have to tip. I'm kidding. So then we looked into it. The flamingos are at the port when we get off in Costa Maya. And our older daughter's very interested in this because she wants to get some aesthetic pics.
Of course.
With the flamingos.
Of course.
So, yes, we have to check those out.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's keep going. This is good stuff. Everyone's prepping us for this cruise. You feel good.
Yep.
It's making me not think about the Super Bowl. That's all I'm thinking about all the time. My team's playing in the Super Bowl. I don't care about Bad Bunny. It's not a political take. I'm just here for the game, and I want my team to win so they win the Super Bowl. It's very fun when your team wins the Super Bowl.
I don't want dips. I don't want commercials.
I
want a winning team.
I don't care
about your hot dog weenie recipe.
I don't. I don't. I don't care.
I don't even think you care about the cruise.
I don't care about... I don't care about the Seth Rogen commercial. I don't care about the Jesus commercial. I just want my team to win the Super Bowl. That is why I am here. Please stop bothering me. I know that I've been watching the game like this.
You're having a great time.
This is fun for me. I enjoy this. You're lucky I came to this. I'm the only one interested in the actual game.
There were a lot of people that said, I'm not going on the Nate Lane cruise because if my team's in the Super Bowl, I'm not watching it on a cruise.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that were like, not Super Bowl weekend. Nope.
I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know where I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. If there's a big gathering, I won't be at it. Unless I'm contractually obliged to be at it, which I don't think I am. Gone through that contract there. Or I'm already working quite a bit out there. I got three shows, at least.
You have four or five shows.
And the pod.
And a showcase.
And I got to judge a belly flop contest with me, Dusty, and Derek Stroop. We're busy out there, all right? And I am a previous belly flop contest winner, so I do have credentials. I won in sixth grade.
I've won twice in the past 2 years.
Really? Where is this?
At a Forest Element camp.
There you go. Walk me through your belly flop strategy. How do you win these things?
You just got to put all your energy out there. You can't hold back. You got to say, this is worth watching. And so first year was an aerial flip into a backwards belly flop. Mm-hmm. So I was able to land that. And then this past year, I think was a pretty big, I think we did three flying squirrels in a row because we had three counselors as a part of our color.
Okay.
So kind of like hit all those, like it looked like a cascading kind of firework.
See,
thing. It was...
there's something to this. Okay. I have this theory on competitions that is not about being the best. It's about being the most memorable. And this has worked for me two times in my life in competitions that I should not have won, but I was the most memorable. One is a chili cook-off and the other is a belly flop contest. It is not about being the best. It is about being the most memorable. The belly flop contest, I did a backflip that landed on the belly.
Yes.
I was the only one who didn't go out there and just go, ah! It was not the best, cleanest land, but I added acrobatics, so I won by a landslide. Chili cook-off, I made a different type of chili. We made a different...
I'm joking.
Pulled pork and a ton of sweet baby rays. And
it's mostly just sweet baby rays.
It was unbelievable. And it got everybody's second or third place vote and won by a landslide. Because if you have tasted 15 chilies in a row, the one that has some barbecue to it is like, oh man, this tastes something different, and it gets your vote. It's not about being great. It's about being memorable, everybody. You know, love me or hate me, you watched. That's the bowler. That was his quote. What's his name?
Who
do you think you are? I am. That was it. Love me or hate me, you watched. It's so funny that quote is from him.
Of all the people.
Yeah. So there you go. So okay, we're working. So... And if I can watch the Super Bowl in a smaller room with a couple Seahawks fans... Or in my cabin by myself, that'll be how I watch the game. And if it starts to get out of control and we're up by a lot, I will annoyingly start being around people. Like at the end of the game,
if you're winning, you're gonna go
winning,
up to the pool deck.
If we're winning and there's like 3 minutes left and it's out of hand, I'm gonna come. I will have spent the fourth quarter painting myself blue.
And you'll just ascend to the pool deck.
Blue and green Speedo and Seahawks wings I have found somehow and a helmet.
You'll be running around.
I'm about to go win my own belly flop contest. So, if we lose, I'm just going to sink to the bottom of the pool. I'll come back up, but I'll just need the quiet. It's the only place I can get some silence around here is the bottom of the pool. Okay, keep going. This is from Celeste.
This is from Celeste. I think I'm up to read. The first cruise we did was with our three teenage children. We were all in one room, an inside cabin. I got so claustrophobic that first night, I had to go and sit on the outside deck. On subsequent cruises, we have gotten at least a porthole, and the last couple, we've had a balcony. Definitely spring for the drink package.
There you go.
There you go.
This is from Casey. You asked for horror stories, so I'll tell you why I can't go on the Nateland cruise, even though I desperately want to. I've been on three cruises. Honeymoon, baby moon, 10-year anniversary. After the honeymoon moon cruise, I got home. I could feel a bit of rocking motion for the next day or so, as if I were still in the boat, even though I was at home on solid ground. This is fairly common or normal. After the baby moon cruise, I had the same rocking sensation for about a week after I got home. I just talked it up to hormones and didn't think much of it. I did, however, notice the rocking sensation went away when I was driving. After the third cruise, I felt the rocking sensation for over a month. I was getting nauseous and seasick just sitting at my desk at work. This is bad for me to be reading. I went to the doctor and thinking it might be an ear infection, and it was referred to as an ENT, or it was referred to an ENT for a more specific exam. Nothing was wrong with my ears, so the primary care doctor diagnosed with mal de debarkment syndrome, MDDS, and said the best thing I could do is retire from cruising. My husband and I love cruising and had hopes to do so many more. When the Nateland cruise was announced, I seriously considered trying, but I've been on an MDDS Facebook group and I've heard horror stories. There's so much worse than my 30 days of it. Even if I start having symptoms spontaneously in 2024 during a stressful time, so I know it's impossible to reoccur. It can even become permanent, so I just can't risk it. I'm devastated that we're missing this. All my favorite comedians in one place. And they sent a link to the MDDS Foundation. P.S. I'd never had any seasickness, nausea during the cruise, just land sick when I got back. Okay, that is good to know. It does not help me. Oh, no, sorry. Is this the same person?
This is actually the same person.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a different story.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyways, so sorry you can't be on the cruise.
We'll miss you. That's good. Terrible. That's another thing for me to worry about. I film my special as soon as I get back. Great.
So there were a couple comments about, you know, when you port and go off for the day for the excursions or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to get back on time. You know,
catch
the boat. And what was her name? Casey. Okay. Casey had another story from cruising. They were up in Quebec. They went from Boston to Quebec. Quebec to Boston. But anyways, they got stuck in this middle of this like protest in Quebec.
Oh my gosh.
And they had like suitcases, and there's like forts and walls all over Quebec, and they were like running like into dead ends, like with all these walls
forts. That's crazy.
And protests, and it was like this whole thing, but they were late, but they did still get on the boat.
Ooh, that'd be so scary.
Yikes.
What do you do? Like, you have none of your stuff, and you have to fly out of an international city. And
this is a good tip she gave, though. Meds, of course, and then lots of magnetic metal hooks.
This is from somebody else. Yeah, okay. So a lot of people were giving tips on the nausea meds. Some people said magnetic hooks because all the walls are magnetic, so you can, hang up your towel or your swimsuit. And then Damaris and several others said bring your swimsuit, for the first day, because the baggage arrives after you do, with the embarkment, right? I think that's what it's called when you get on the ship on the first day. And then we just had a couple, if you go down, Andy, we just have to learn the terms. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically embarkment was one I was trying to remember. That's when you get on the ship, and disembarkation is when you get off. So, and you can't call it a boat. It's a ship. It's a cruise ship, not a boat.
How would you define a ship?
Well, it's just they don't want you to call it a boat.
Oh,
it's a ship. So it's big.
Yeah, it's a big boat.
And if you scroll down, they have a name for the little, the tender is the small boat that takes you to the port sometimes. So there's just a lot of terms. Yeah, there you go. It's a whole different language out there. Not really, but...
Knots, cruise, of course.
Cruise language.
A few of these we know. I know what an itinerary is.
We all know what an itinerary is. But anyways, it's just...
But does it mean something different at sea?
And now you're ready, Dustin. I've prepped you as much as I possibly could.
Yeah.
Thank you to our backseaters for chiming in and helping us get ready for our first cruise.
How are you feeling about it?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're thinking about all the packing we have to do today.
Yes.
You got to pack the toiletries.
I got to pack so much stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been trying to get our daughters to like figure out clothes. And like today, one of our daughters is like, I don't have any shorts. And I'm like, I've been telling you that we got to.
Right.
Yeah. So
plus, you know, you have to book the parking, book the flights, book the hotel. Oh, wait. Someone already.
Oh, wait. You already did all that.
I did all that. That's right.
Before we go, I do have a little update on the Jeepney build.
Jeepney build.
The time that we've been. We've been doing this thing. So I this is really genius how they've done this. So let me show you here. So they first provide you with the front half and the back half of the Jeep. Uh-huh. So you can essentially put it together and it's just a Jeep as it would have been.
Just,
as if they would have been left over during the wartime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then you take that apart and then you take the section of a bus that they've basically given you to build. And you now split the Jeep in half.
And
you put it together.
Like Jeep?
To formally form your
This is the how they actually
Jeep
built
Jeep.
It.
This is how they built them.
That is unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Oh, isn't that fun?
This is so cool.
It's
really nice. Throw up the link to that. And then if anybody, we have like three of those to give away. So somebody, if you want one of these, comment Jeep me a Jeepney.
I like it.
In the comments. And we'll send you a Jeepney. Jeep me a Jeepney.
On YouTube?
On YouTube.
Great. We'll do
it.
Or send us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Jeep me a Jeepney. It's pretty good. Marketing. All right.
Thanks
for tuning in, everybody.
We gotta go pack.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks. Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for your support of this podcast. To Adam Bush.
Alex Foos and Sam Graham.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Brian and Amy Nagel.
Carrie Teague.
Chris Finn.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz-Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jonathan Ribera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Christy Harrod.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Carlson.
Nick Cordell.
Naomi Walker.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya.
Yvette Williams.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
And
Tiffany Payne.
Thanks,
everybody.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.